The Rush Hour. Gus Warland, Jude Bolton, and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
Welcome to the all new Rush Hour podcast. I'm Gus Warland.
I'm Jude Bolton.
And I'm Wendell Saylor.
You are Wendell Jermaine Saylor. What about you, big fella? You love talking AFL and a few topics to talk about
new
today in Jude's locker room chat.
New
they
opener.
Didn't like your old opener.
Oh, yeah, we're going into the locker room chat.
It's like
a little
it?
Bit, little bit of a jingle. That's a bit of a Swannies jingle. Wait and have a listen.
Okie dokie. And of course, what did you find on the beach? That's our phone, as well as this.
Range of great gift ideas. Head to Bing Lee today.
Yeah, thank you, Bing Lee. All about AFL. Let's start the ball rolling. Number one draft pick Jason Horne-Francis has put contract extension talks on hold at North Melbourne. What do you read into that, big fella?
Oh, this guy's a star. And it's an interesting one because what's come of delight is that Coach David Noble has given the players a spray after round three, a loss, and he's had to come back and apologise, almost like got too personal or the like. And, you know, some people, players must have got their noses out of joint and things like that. So for this to then be put on hold as well, there's a few things going on at North Melbourne. They're not playing the way that they need to be playing. They need to be showing incremental improvement, particularly to have such talent on the books. So, it's a watch this space at this moment.
Okay, Stuart Dew and the Gold Coast Suns have been able to show other teams can take on Sydney and beat them, especially at the SCG. Do you agree?
I do. They've found a little way to beat the Swans, and they've shown that they've won three of the last four at the SCG. And one of the big things I took out of the game was that they were able to just guide the ball, take a little bit of the speed off the ball for Swans. They love moving quite quickly with this young group. So, you know, the Gold Coast Suns, they had 117 marks. And it wasn't just the number. They were just able to, you know, guide the football down the ground. And if they did turn it over and gave the ball to the Swans, they're looking back at one-on-ones all across the ground. So there's no easy numbers. When you go really quick, there's quite often a turnover and there's free numbers to hit. And that's what the Swans missed. So it was just really interesting to watch them. They were also up for the challenge. They tagged Heaney. They really put the clamps on around there. And guys like Tuke Miller went to work in the middle. So really impressive win by the Suns, but the Swans need to lift their work rate and start well as well.
Well, Carlton are up this week to Sydney to take on GWS, the other Sydney team. What do they have to be wary of, the Giants, with Carlton?
Oh, the Blues are up and about at the moment. It's such a big club, and they've got a great young list at the moment. I think, Michael Voss, they're really reflecting his attitude as well. He's a hard nut, Michael Voss, and they're playing with that sort of courageous attitude around the footy. Patrick Cripps has come back so energized, and he's got other bodies around him now. Adam Chera's in there through the midfield. Matthew Kennedy's lifted his work rate. But I love seeing Harry Mackay and Charlie Kerner, who's now fit and charging, performing so well inside forward 50. They're so dangerous that you're seeing the defenders really panic and maybe, you know, give away free kicks as it's coming in so quickly. So really well structured up Carlton at the moment. So the Giants need to be wary of that. Make sure that they win their amount of footy around the ball, but also try and navigate this quality Carlton outfit.
What about at Collingwood, mate? Accusations from past player Lumumba. They continue to surface. What's your thoughts on the situation there?
Yeah, it's a really tough situation. Obviously, they didn't address it well enough while he was a player, and they've had, a big upheaval at the club since. But this continues to fluctuate, and he's come back with more accusations, and Buckley's had to say, look, that wasn't the truth that I believe and things. So, from an outsider looking in, it's just obviously a really tough situation. He feels so aggrieved of what's happened and not happy with the response. So it's just going to continue. I mean, it just shows that you need to address these things in the present and at the time, and don't let, these sort of things just go on at clubs for so long, and he's had to endure that, I guess. And, really sad situation because, Collie's such a big club and so many supporters around the journey, and they do have a role to play in society of being forward leading and these sort of things.
Yeah, the Rush Hour, Gus, Jude and Wendell, and that Jude locker room chat for the latest entertainment and tech gear, plus a huge range of appliances. Shop online at bingley.com.au, available for delivery or 1 hour contactless. Click and collect at your local store. Boys, want to talk about this now. A six-year-old boy, how about this? Wandering along the beach, he found a shark tooth belonging to a giant prehistoric megalodon.
Wow.
You know what a megalodon is?
Yeah. It's a prehistoric shark or a big whale or hammerhead or something.
It's a huge shark. Yeah. Like, there was a movie there,
the
wasn't
Meg.
It?
Yeah.
The Meg.
Meg,
yeah.
It could be Statham or something like that.
Yes. Correct. Yeah. It could be up to 20 million years old.
Wow.
I don't know how they worked that out.
Yeah.
Who was around? Like, they're just making it up, right?
No.
They don't come back and ask someone, mate.
Exactly. So how can they come up and say it's 20 million years old?
I don't know. They're scientists. I don't know. Maybe they're more.
So scientists talk amongst themselves and come up with 20 million, and we just all cop it. Well, that's a chat for another day. Sammy Shelton found the 10-centimetre long tooth on Baldsey Beach in Suffolk during his holiday.
Baldsey Beach.
Over in, it'll be a bit chilly over there, wouldn't it?
You should know.
In the UK.
Your wife's a...
Miserable.
Your wife's a pomintry.
Yeah, she is, yeah.
You're not dipping your toes in at Bawdsey Beach, surely?
Not now. There's a megalodon around. It's been confirmed as belonging to a megalodon, the largest shark that's ever existed. Well, you say that. We're not 100% sure, but we'll take your word for it. His dad, Peter Shelton, said Sammy was sleeping with it near his bed as he was very attached to it. Hey, Peter... As the father of Sammy, hand it over, mate. We need it for prehistoric, like, checking up of stuff.
But it got me thinking. 10-centimetre tooth.
Yeah, it got me thinking. Yeah.
You're getting a bit long in the tooth, though, aren't you?
I am a little bit. Yeah. My teeth are a bit dodgy, too. I just had, Wendell just gave me a bloody sour, and it's gone right.
Oh, one of those sour worms,
Anyway, it got me thinking about what can you find on the beach? We're going to open up the phone lines, 133353. What did you find on the beach? But I actually found a wedding ring once, which was so shiny, it had to be only been on the bloke's finger for two days before it slipped off, right? Yeah. And I've lost four wedding rings by putting suntan lotion on, going for a swim, and then, I've lost it at the bottom of the ocean.
I reckon other things do just squat.
Well, that's what I said. So it was so shiny, so I went back to the resort and said, I've just found this wedding ring and stuff. A couple of days later, I said, has someone come and found it? And they said, come on, you know, it's mine. No.
Yep.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm having that then. Look at this two-day rule. I'm having it
back.
Did
you take it?
I took it, brought it back here on the grill team.
Since when is there a two-day rule?
I don't know. Anyway, I brought it back here on the grill team and said that I found it. This bloke rang up and said, I was at that resort. That's my ring.
Wow.
And he came in and it fitted him perfectly. Whether it was right or wrong, he said it was. So we actually.
Okay. It was your Cinderella.
That was my little Cinderella moment.
Did you give him a kiss?
No, I didn't give him a kiss. I gave his newly.
Of course you did.
Oh, the bride.
You're such a good bloke.
Yeah, no tongues or anything. It was just a kiss on the cheek.
What's going on here?
133353. What did you find on the beach? Give us a call. G'day, Dave. What did you find on the beach, brother?
Hey, lads. Sitting on your minor beach, having my lovely Christmas holidays. Found a bit of a collector's item. It was worth flapping in the breeze. I went over to have a look, and it was a number one bestseller. How to Lose a Few Kegs Without Busting a Gut by Mr. Wallen.
Mate, you're on drugs, Dave. Come on, mate. No one's leaving something like that just to be washed up on shore.
Right.
Did you hear about that?
That's right. Collector's item. Like, worth a lot of money, that book. I kept it in the camper. I'll read it every year.
Good on you, Dave. I appreciate that. It became bestseller. You got to sell 10,000 copies. Mm. Became bestseller. You know why? The last 2,000 copies, Matty Johns and MG got them and they pulped them in front of me down here in front of Triple M in one of those shredders. You know, when the timber goes in, shredded 8,000 to 10,000 for me to get me over the line. Mark in Springfield, what did you find on the beach?
G'day, boys. Just after the recent floods, I was down towards the mouth of the Horse River there where it comes out in Broken Bay, and a fridge had washed up on the beach and it had a latch on it. And I opened it up and it had some rotten food, but it had still nice 12 beers in it, so I took the beers home, washed them and drank them.
Yeah. Nice, Marky. What a bonus.
And the council cleaned the rest up, but yeah, I just did. No mess, no fuss, three beers.
Got it out of the ocean, good work, good job, and got your reward.
Mark is selfless. Benji Marshall, he joins us next.
Yeah, Benji. Kia ora, my bro.
Driving home with three voices in your head. Gus, Jude and Wendell, the Triple M Rush Hour. The Rush Hour. We're When man first discovered the wheel, our next guest started his long, long rugby league career, having played a massive 346 games over five clubs. He's captained New Zealand and taken them to two World Cups. He was the all-time point scorer at the West Tigers, and he did this.
Marshall's still going. Marshall's got Richards coming up outside. Now inside. Richards pursued. He pushes Jensen away. Pat Richards. Pat Richards has scored.
Please welcome back legend Benji Marshall.
Good to have you in, Benji. Let's talk about the footy, because everyone thought it was going to be a two-horse race.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, that's not the case. Cronulla's popped up. Parramatta have popped up.
Yep. Well, yeah, I never actually thought it was going to be a two-horse race to begin with, but at the same time, it's hard to ignore how well Melbourne and Penrith have been playing. Like, seriously, they have just, especially Melbourne. Melbourne have scored 335 points in the first nine rounds. I'll give you an example. The Bulldogs last year scored 340 in the whole season. If you watched on the weekend, Parramatta, they came out and they played against Penrith, who have won 8 from 8, had won 22 in a row at home, and came out and caused a massive upset. Like, that was a big performance, and I think that was the part where they announced themselves that they are serious this year. The Cowboys, they're coming third at the moment. They were the worst defensive team in the competition last year. They've turned up the heat, but yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a race in two, although those two are going to be hard to beat.
What about the Sharkies? What a wonderful performance from them. The fact they've gone down 11 men, 12 men, and still kept the Warriors scoreless in that second half. Was it more the Warriors being so poor, or was it the fact the Sharkies stood up?
I honestly can't even understand how that even happened. You know, to go down to 12 men so early in the game and play that long, you'd think the Warriors just come out and either keep it close or win it. And then to go down to 11 for 10 minutes, crazy.
Awesome. Benji, I want to take you back to the Storm and just on Pappenhausen. Obviously, he's carrying that niggle with the knee, and then he's had the issue of the hamstring now as well. How much will this impact his run towards Origin?
Well, he's going to be back potentially 1 week before the teams are selected. But the positive for him is they're selecting a squad of 24, you know, which means they can keep it as long as they want until he has to be ruled out, you know. So he's a chance of being selected. If he's fit, he plays, in my opinion. You know, I think he's been the form player of the competition, fair to say.
At what number, though? Because people are saying 14. He can't be one, so 14.
He's not going to be one. Teddy's going to be one, and I think he's earned that right.
You mentioned Teddy. Obviously, the Roosters found some form and just able to get some synergy. Teddy with the treble, doubles to Suwali and Tupo. How much does a win like that suddenly get a little bit of a lift amongst the players?
Well, Gus would know this, but the Roosters were under a lot of pressure last week. You know, obviously with their 7-6 probably not combining how everyone expected them to. Kerry and Walker, I thought, had their best game of the season together off the back of Teddy playing great. Like, Teddy's been the constant this season of just the guy who just always plays well. He might have one bad game, but every other game, phenomenal. And again on the weekend, hat trick. You know, we had Cooper Cronk in the studio on Saturday, and he talked about what the Roosters halves needed to do, which was play a little bit more direct, play through the middle, and not try and play the big play too early. And I thought both Walker and Kerry did that.
What about Newcastle? Huge disappointment. What do you put the Newcastle result down to?
Well, injuries to start. I mean, I know people don't like making excuses, but I think they had something like 9 regular first graders unavailable to play. That would be in your starting team, which is a big one. And, you know, on the weekend, I honestly don't believe they could have done much more than what they had. Kalen Ponga probably had his best game at fullback. But they had two guys who play fullback playing 7 and 6. If you look at all the other spines in the competition, Melbourne, Parramatta, all those guys who are up the top, Penrith, you know, their class in the spine is amazing.
Yeah, the magic of Magic Round, hopefully, with all those players coming back. Can't wait.
Magic Round.
Good on you, mate. Thanks a lot for joining us, Benji.
Cheers, boys.
Boys, now I want to talk to you about garden furniture. Most likely to cause a feud with your neighbour, but not only garden furniture. Hot tubs, smoky barbecues, fire pits, which have become a thing. Children's trampolines, lots of feuding going on because you realise that the noisy bubbles from 41 to 67 decibels, that's how noisy that can be, and it upsets the neighbours. People obviously smoking now their meats and so forth, and it just going across and going into people's linen. And
the Traeger grills and things like that. So.
Exactly right. Billowing smoke from the barbecue, you know, disrupting people, and also dogs. And dogs barking and so forth. Yeah. And I've got to say, the lady next door to us who used to be lovely, who's not lovely anymore, blew up the other day because our dogs were barking. So I have to have a word to her at some time. But it has cost me, so far, $450 in permits because I'd forgotten to actually register our dogs on the northern beaches.
Bad,
so she's done me a favour.
Dog owner. Well, you never even walk the dogs. Yeah, well. That's the thing.
They walk you, they go.
No wonder they're barking.
Yeah.
So, boy.
But there is a lot of feuds between neighbours. I'm really lucky. I've got great neighbours, but I've got one of my mates, Jason, he's Lebanese, and he's got this huge, big outdoor barbecue outdoor kitchen type setup. He rolled around. He said, "We've got these beautiful kebabs. We're going to make this afternoon for a barbecue."
You're going to do the accent then, weren't you?
We get out. No, I didn't.
You nearly did it.
And I walked straight. I didn't. I walked straight
did
out.
The accent.
Straight out. And he wasn't even using his big, lovely outdoor kitchen. There he is over on the side fence, and he's got the hot coals. He's got the blower, and he's making sure that the coals are going down. It's like he's almost bending his back, trying to reach down to this little low barbecue just to do them the way.
Yeah. And how many of his mates and cousins and brothers are around going, let me deal with it.
I need the lemon juice on it. So
yeah, I love it.
But they were beautiful. They were magic.
Magic. Lebanese doing the kebabs. Beautiful. What about you, big fella? No. Any dramas with neighbours?
No, they love me and I love them. I'm pretty free spirit. So there's no
Do you wander around with much gear on, like outside and stuff, or are you a bit of a free willy when it comes?
No, I have like boxes on or I have undies on.
I don't mean free willy, is it?
No, I know. I think that's what you mean. I'm pretty good. I'm a good neighbour. I'm like, people have loved living next to me and vice versa. I've never had any problems with my neighbours.
But like, it doesn't have to be just garden furniture. Mm. There might be like, you know, the air conditioning units, you know, when people are cranking them up.
Oh, for
just,
sure.
The exhaust is going straight into the next door neighbour's room and stuff. So.
But the trampoline's one of the biggest ones, apparently, with the kids having too much of a good time.
Yeah.
Or if their parents go out and have a bit of fun, or you put a bit of the, you know, the Sard's Wonder Soap out there and make it all slippery and have a bit of fun, people just need to stop putting their heads over people's fences and judging. Just allow people to have a bit of fun.
Exactly,
you know what
right.
I mean?
Yeah, it's like Tim the Toolman. What was that?
Tim the Toolman Taylor.
Yeah, what was that show?
I know the one you mean. Home Improvement.
Yeah. It's a bit like that where, you know.
The eyes over the, over the fence.
The Rush Hour, Gus, Jude and Wendell. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Rush Hour Triple M is our handle. Time now to talk about the, it's not the double ganger, is it?
No.
The doppelganger.
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 Great work, mate.
Thank you very much. That's basically what we want. Oh, it's an opener. Let's play it.
Yeah.
May I have some doppelgangers, please?
The Rush Hours?
Like
doppelgangers.
Walk, talk, and act like me.
A little bit of rap. I like that. We're on the hunt for people that consider themselves a bit of a Gus 2.0, a Jude 2.0, or a Dill 2.0, because they're going to participate in the Sutherland to Surf on the Rush Hours behalf. How good's that? So we need people that look like us, have personality like us. Might be hard to find someone that looks as good as you, Jude.
Oh, please.
And as sexy as you, Del.
Yeah, there's no one's got one personality. There's only one Del for a reason, mate.
Exactly. So we'll do our absolute best. But you've got to register because Wanda Surf Lifesaving Club, they present the Tradies Southern to Surf on the 17th of July, celebrates 50 years, and sign up now to walk or run at southerlandtosurf.com.au. If a actor had to play you, Jude, what do you think that actor would be?
Mate, with my broken nose and it's a bit twisted at the front, I'm a little bit Owen Wilson, I probably think. You know,
oh, you've got a bit of Owen Wilson. I think you're better looking than that, but I see you're where you've got it from.
Yeah.
What about you, big fella? If someone had to play you in a movie, who is that?
Probably Wesley Snipes.
Well, what about you then?
Wesley Snipes, always bet on black. Passenger 57.
Yeah, I like that. What about Snakes on the Plane? Was he on that one as well?
That's Samuel L. Jackson, mate.
I get mixed up. Okay.
Hey, what about yourself?
There's a bloke called Josh Gad.
Oh, Olaf.
Olaf in Frozen. He's also in the Book of Mormons, but he also, I think he was in that movie, The Wedding Ringer, when he had no mates and he had to get someone to play his best man.
With Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart, yeah. People say I look a bit like him.
I had you a bit more pinned as Newman from Seinfeld.
Oh, wow.
Who?
Newman from Seinfeld.
Hello, Newman.
Mate, Newman is at least 50 kilos bigger than me and about a foot and a half shorter. Oi. How dare you?
But that's
Every time this came up on the grill team, I used to get John Candy.
He'd been dead 10 years,
and I've been given that as well.
So when we did that ad on Cockatoo Island, mate, you were about that big. Remember that time?
That's true.
I know, but I want to take you back there because it might be a bit of trauma.
We are moving on. So please, if you look like us, you've got personalities like us, please register at triplem.com.au and you can run on our behalf. Lots of good prizes as well. We'd love to come in and meet you next week as well.
Lovely.
So make sure you do that as quick as possible. That is the Rush Hours Doppelganger.
Doppelganger. Up next, the latest on the NRL with Wendell Saylor.
Gus Warland, Jude Bolton and Wendell Saylor. This is the Triple M Rush Hour.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. If you want more Rush Hour, you can download our podcast through the Listener app. LISTNR is how you spell Listener. Let's talk footy. Foz to the Titans.
Yeah, I think it's a good move from both clubs. I think, you know, they got Shusty there at Manly. Foz is obviously, he's been a very, very good veteran for a long time. He's had a few injuries, but I just think it's a nice move for him back end of his career. And also, Titans have got a young spine. They need some experience there.
Yeah, so foreign is what we're talking. Foz, if people don't know. And he's got 2 years, good money.
Yep.
I'm just worried about the fact that he hadn't had many injuries at Manly, but he's had injuries everywhere else that he's been. I just hope the Titans don't end up having a player that doesn't play too much for him.
No, I agree, but I don't think they would have paid massive money for him, but I just think it prolongs his career a little bit.
They said $750 over 2 years. Do you reckon that's about right?
I reckon that's about right. Mate, that's what you'd pay. You're paying for his experience. Also, off the field, he's a leader. We saw him last week, didn't we, Jude?
We did.
He was celebrating. I think he's celebrating his new contract.
He's on the way out.
Yeah.
Cody Nikorima has been rushed into the lineup to face his old side, the Warriors. Jason Demetrio had him there training on Monday, didn't he?
Yeah, it's like, look, South, they're not panicking, but like, once again, they need someone of a quality player. And, first week sort of back, and then you're starting him or you're in the squad. It's not desperation stakes, but obviously it says a lot about him and where they're at the moment, South.
And Blake Taff actually missed training because of the flu. So Demetrio has said that Nikorima could spend some time at fullback.
Yeah, he probably had that same man flu you had last week, mate.
knocked me around.
Mate, you're solid as a rock there. You played through it. Well done. What about Munster? Looks like the Storm can't quite match the money. So they go, we'll give you another year.
Yeah.
That way that he can get his money that way. Looks like he's more likely now to stay with the Storm than he was perhaps at the start of the week.
Yeah, I know. When you're going to extend someone and then you offer them less, when you're playing your career best football, that's a bit of a kick in the guts. I know they've got Jerome Hughes and some other players and coach all these players there, but, mate, there's only one Cam Munster. And I think I said at the start of the year, this will be his best season because he's more focused. He's got a bub. Obviously, I think his partner, she lost her mum to cancer. So he's really focused now. He's at that age now, 27.
He's off the grog as well.
He's off the grog, yeah. I didn't want to bring that up, but that's going to help anybody. And you can just see he's playing career best football.
How much will Adam O'Brien be looking forward to having some Knights cavalry back?
Yeah, like he'll be looking forward to it, but you're not just going to fix that problem just because you've got troops back, you know. It's an attitude thing at the moment. You know, their defence, mate, they're leaky, you know. Sally's no more gaps. You need to go and go. Mate, they're so leaky, that defence, and it's all an attitude thing. You can't rely on Kalen Ponga alone. But as you said before, Gus, you know, if you pay on someone like Kalen Ponga big dollars, Matty John said it too, he's got to learn to lead under pressure.
He sure does. Nearly 1,000 games experience coming back into that Knights team. What about Pappenhausen? Looks like 4 to 6 weeks. That puts a lot of pressure on State of Origin 1.
Yeah, it does. I mean, look, I think New South Wales are going to be okay. Look, I think for Paps, you know, his last couple of years, he's had a few injuries and stuff. You know, I think he got injured in Magic Round last year and he was out for a prolonged time. Once Pappy comes back, he's leading the Dally M's at the moment. But no rush to get him back. He's playing good, but it's going to affect the way that the Storm play. I know.
Wishart's going to go back to fullback. Rod Wishart's son, who's been doing a brilliant job.
Yeah, Tyron, he's a good young kid. He came through with Tristan, and that is a year or two younger than Tristan. But even Tristan playing the halves, he's a really good kid. Can play anywhere, you know, from hooker to centres to the halves to fullback.
He doesn't miss a beat in that Storm team. He looks like he's a veteran already.
Yeah, I know, but that's just his professionalism also. And I was shadowing the Dragons, let him go. The Dragons have so many good kids there, but obviously I think Rod Wishart was down there on the weekend watching him play, and then so was Matty Johnson. That's so wonderful.
And lastly, just at the Sharks, Craig Fitzgibbon's going to look to potentially move Nico Hines to fullback just to cover for Will Kennedy.
Yeah, Will Kennedy, you know, obviously, you know, he's out for a week or two. But look, he's a good player, Hines, and this is why you buy him, mate. You can throw him anywhere in the halves, throw him at fullback. He's one of the buys of the year. So Nico Hines will do a really good job there, and the Sharks, they'll go all right.
The Rush Hour, Gus, Jude and Wendell. Yesterday, we struggled, boys, to pronounce a name. Who is Paul Gallen fighting on Wednesday night in Newcastle? Yeah, Wednesday, May 11 at 7 p.m. Gallen versus Konecny, available via KO and Fox.
Terzavtel.
What is it?
Terzavtsky.
Terzavtsky. Yeah, mate, it's spelled up top there. Look up top.
Oh, Terzavtsky.
Terzavtsky. Wednesday, May 11 at 7 p.m. Gallen versus Terzavtsky, exclusive on main event.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Oi,
Gallen versus Terzavtsky.
F*** you!
Gallen versus Tezevsky. Gallen versus Tezevsky. Contagious.
He really struggled.
Once you stuck it in my head like
I know.
That, I was
oh, still blaming Gus.
But how was the confidence in the kid, Del?
I know.
Where I was mucking it up and you just grabbed it.
Here we go.
Yeah, and then you stuffed it. I loved it.
I love when you stuff it up, Big Noda.
Embarrassing.
you don't make a lot of mistakes, but it's funny when you do it. Jude, so it got us thinking about sort of those names that are mispronounced, and you had one from the Swannies.
Yeah, there was. He's a lovely guy, Senad, who's been a part of the club for years, and I saw him at the reunion the other day, and it just reminded me when he first turned up. He was literally the reserves bus driver. He's he's come from Eastern European, and he's been war torn sort of family and things like that. And the boys didn't actually know how to say his name. One of the reserves players. His name's Senad.
Senad. S-I-N-A-D. Senad.
But then they ended up with Shinbad. Like, so he's basically forever been known as Shinbad.
How long has he been at the Swannies for?
Oh, years. And he's, but there's just so much love for him. He ended up being the elevation of Shinbad. He ended up being a masseuse. We were laughing going, he was opposition analysis by the end of the time. But the boy is just absolutely loving.
Is he still
him.
There now?
He does a little bit still, yeah.
Good. Every club needs blokes like that. So give us a call, 133353. What is that name that you have that you just continually have it mispronounced? Jake from Springwood. G'day, Jake.
How are you, bud?
Yeah, very good, mate. What's yours?
It's actually my surname. So it's spelled K-I-M-E, but for some reason everyone seems to call it Kimmy. It's just like the word time, but with a K in front of it. But everyone seems to say Timmy.
So your name is Jake Time. Jake Kime.
That's right, yeah.
I just did it.
You just stuffed it up straight up.
Well done, mate. Everything that he's been talking about, you did it.
Yeah, that's how I roll. What about Chris in Penthurst? G'day, Chris.
Hello, boys. How are we going?
Yeah, good, Chris, thanks. Well. What is the name that gets mispronounced?
Just like the previous bloke, mate, it's my name. Excuse me. So my surname is Karavasilis, and I reckon over my lifetime I've been called anything that even remotely resembles that. Like, I've had people call me Caravan. I've had people that I've known for the last 20 years that still can't pronounce it properly. They call me Caravalis, Caravasilis, you name it, and I've been called it, mate. It's just, it's a dead set shocker.
What's the name of the your name? What country is it from?
Yeah, what heritage?
So it's originally from Greece.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah, I thought that too, yeah.
Wonderful. Did you think that?
Yeah, I did.
I don't think you did.
I did, mate.
What about V in Leppington? G'day, V.
How's it going, boys?
Yeah, good, well, thanks. Tell us yours.
Yeah, so my nickname is V, but there's a reason for that. So my name is Velko, spelled V-E-L-J-K-O.
Velko.
Velko.
Yeah, I like
it. LJ you can't do, like I said. My missus has been trying to do it for years and she still can't do it.
Still can't do it. So just
is that the J in there like the Travojevic, right? Is that
similar, but the LJ is what gets people. It's like a rolling of the tongue that no one can do.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks a lot, V. Appreciate it, Matt. What about Rod in Rutherford? G'day, Rod.
How you going, boys?
Yeah, we're good, thanks, mate. What gets mispronounced?
I mean, my last surname?
Mm-hmm.
My name is actually Rinken. But everyone pronounces it and writes it down as Rankin.
So it's Rinken.
Yeah, not Rankin.
How do you actually spell your surname?
R-I-N-K-I-N.
Yeah, Rinken.
Rinken, as in drinking.
Yeah,
because
Rinken, like drinking, that's it.
Sounds like you might have a drink in this afternoon, right, have you?
Oh, come on, mate.
Oh, yeah, mate. Have a beer every afternoon, listen to you blokes from my mad Bronco supporter.
Oh, beautiful.
Thank you, mate. Good on you, mate.
Number five next to us.
Who do you reckon was the best Bronco winger ever?
Oh, go away, mate.
Mate, before Wendell got there,
yeah,
like there were so many. I've got all their photos on my wall everywhere.
Oh.
I've got balls signed by all the boys. I've been a dedicated sponsor since they started.
Oh,
good on you, mate.
You about to say something?
Willie Carn, how good was Willie Carn? Willie Carn was great, wasn't he?
Willie Gums, Matt Singh.
Yeah.
Matt Singh, best days at the Chookies. Have another beer, Rod.
Have another beer, brother. Shane Hill joins us next. Yeah, the hammer.
The Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell. Won't you call it? Yeah,
baby. Welcome back to The Rush Hour. Gus, Jude and Wendell. When you're talking hoops, you're talking to this man.
basketball. You'll probably be familiar with it from your school days. And by that, I mean the canteen was usually set up in the main hall, which always had a basketball court in it, preventing anyone from playing a full game of it at recess or lunch. But some lucky few did manage to dodge the on-duty teachers and lines at the tuck shop and get a full game in. In this next bloke's case, a full few hundred games, including games for Australia at the Olympics and in the NBA with the Minnesota Timberwolves. He's also coached the Sydney Kings, and these days he's headed back to uni to do a few courses. Obstacle courses using plastic cones as he coaches the Sydney Uni Flames in the WNBL. Please welcome Aussie basketball superstar Shane Heal.
Yeah, he's an absolute ripper. He joins us again on the Rush Hour, and of course the Sydney Kings, last time we spoke, were going into the grand final series, Shane, but now they're 2-0 up and can get it done Wednesday night.
You only keep getting me back from fluffing me up in those intros. I just love it. I'm back every time. Hey, I told you guys that the Kings were going to sweep them,
yep.
And they took care of business in game one. Game two, they lost their MVP, but they were still too good down there in Tassie, and the local fans weren't happy. And we're about to tidy things up on Wednesday.
Hammer, they've been sensational. I guess when you're looking at the Jack Jumpers, the form of Josh Adams has just been astounding as well, though.
Yeah, he's a superstar, no doubt about that. And he needed to be, because these guys, you know, a bunch of role players. We admire what they've been able to put together in their first year. But, you know, I think we said last week too, their grand final was against Melbourne United. I think whilst they play hard, it's almost like they're happy to be here. And the Sydney Kings, you know, to break this drought. It's been 17 years since a grand final, and we're about to break a record on Wednesday night with the highest crowd ever in a grand final in the NBL.
What do the Jack Jumpers need to do to take them out of their comfort zone? Because at the moment, they're just getting outplayed in all facets of the game.
Yeah, they just don't have enough talent. They have to hit at such a high percentage, and they don't have a lot of players that can create their own shot. And you have a look at the way the Sydney Kings have been put together. They've got game winners in Vasilevic. DJ hit a massive shot. Cooks has been outstanding, one of the best players in the entire competition. And Jarrell Martin, he was 8 from 8 from the field at one stage. Just a terrific effort. And then they've still got Ian Clark, who's won a championship in the NBA. And that's all without the reigning MVP in Jalen Adams. So you never write the Jack Jumpers off. They don't have anything to lose. They'll come in throwing some haymakers. But I just think the quality of the Kings is going to finish them off.
So switching over to America now, mate, obviously the games are coming fast and furious now. Every morning we get a couple. Of course, the Warriors over the Grizzlies, they're 3-1 up in their series. The Celtics beat the Bucks 2-2 there in that series. Plenty of good series over there, and so much good basketball to watch at the moment.
Yeah, it's a great time to be a basketball fan, no doubt about that. And, you know, big series as well with Dallas and Phoenix that I think they're back on again tomorrow. Luka Doncic, you know, doing some amazing things, but I'm still on Phoenix to get that done. I think it's going to be Phoenix and the Warriors. I think that's just going to be an unbelievable Western Conference final, and I think it'll be Miami and the Bucks. And if the Bucks get Middleton back in the next round, then I think they can go through again.
I should ask you about Liz Cambage. We all, look, I'm going to be honest, back in the day I was a bit of a sledger, but sometimes you can cross that line. What do you think with her? Do you want her to see her back in the Australian women's basketball team, the Opals, or do you think at the moment she just needs to get herself right?
Oh, it's just not going to happen. You know, I mean, Liz Cambage has got away with a lot over the years, and no one kept her accountable. So I think Basketball Australia are to blame a little bit as well, because, you know, when you have rules, it's got to be for everyone. So you can't let some people go off to concerts and not go to training camps and all the rest of it. So I think both are at fault. But, I think that the Australian team just needs to go a different direction. And there's a lot of young talent coming through, and they're used to winning medals. And hopefully that starts again, them getting back on the podium at this year's World Cup that's right here in Sydney.
Shane, thanks so much again for joining us, mate. Let's hope the Kings sweep, as you predicted before the series started. And have a great afternoon, mate.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having
me on. Yeah, the Hammer.
Absolutely no problem. Shane Hammer Heal. And that's it for today's podcast. For more of the show, you can catch us live on the radio tomorrow from 4 p.m. on Triple M.